Good morning. Happy Easter. Or what some in the English congregation this morning were greeting each other, Happy Resurrection Day. Today we'll be looking at the resurrection in the book of 1 Corinthians.
我们今天是在看哥林多前书有关复活的记载。
And we'll read that in a minute.
我们一下子会读这段经文。
In the past year, we had an unfortunate incident in our family.
在去年呢，发生家里发生一个很不幸的事情。
We had a little red fish, a betta fish.
在我们家里养了一条鱼，小鱼。
He was doing so well.
这条鱼开始养的时候非常好。
Bought him a nice brand new fish tank.
于是买了一个新的鱼缸。
And after a while, he stopped eating.
过了一阵子呢，这条鱼就不肯吃东西了。
And eventually stopped moving.
最后呢，连动也不动了。
And died.
结果就死掉了。
And so we have my eight-year-old son.
他的八岁的儿子呢
？Was quite upset about the incident.
对这个事情非常的失望。
And so we had to have a proper burial.
于是他们要进行一个很一个葬礼。
I call it a naval burial.
这是一个海事的葬礼。
We flush the fish down the toilet.
就是把鱼呢从厕所冲走了。
Said a prayer.
他们也祷告了。
And then comforted my son.
他就安慰他的儿子。
And so eventually we got another fish. He's doing well.
后来呢，他们又买了一条鱼，这条鱼呢现在还活得不错。
But death is something that even for young people is something they need to experience.
这是对一些就算是一些年轻人小孩也可能会经历到的事情。
Or maybe I should say will experience.
或者说他们将会遇到的事情。
And so it's something that we had to help our son understand because of the fish.
因为这个鱼的缘故呢，他们要教他的小孩呢能够理解这个事情。
Now death is actually quite a popular subject on the internet.
其实在互联这个网上面呢，这是一个非常热门的题目。
It's usually in the top 50 of web searches.
其实这是在网上呢是首五十位的那个搜索的排名上面。
I think that's often the case because there are people, celebrities, famous people who die, and we
也有可能呢，是因为有一些那些名人啊，那些娱乐人士他们去世，所以很多人去搜索关于死亡的事情。
But we also have to each face our own mortality.
或者是我们有些人会要可能会面对这个死亡。
And some of us who lived a little bit longer were maybe closer to that day.
可能有一些人会活久了，可是他还是要面对那一天。
But we're also concerned about the mortality of others.
或者我们是对其他人的情况有一些的关注。
Friends and family members who passed on.
就是说可能有亲朋好友过世了。
And then there's also customs.
或者一些习俗文化。
How do different cultures acknowledge death?
就是说在不同的文化他们怎么来看待死亡。
A Jewish friend of mine's grandmother passed away.
Pastor Tom 的一位犹太的朋友的祖母过世了。
And I had to read a little bit about Jewish customs for funerals.
所以他就要搜索一下关于一些犹太的葬礼的情况。
And part of their observance is to what they call sit bris. Bris, B-R-I-S, bris. B-R-I-S. Yeah, bris.It's a Jewish, word, Hebrew word.
就是一个希伯来文字。
And so what happens is the family greets visitors at their house.
就是说他们家人在家里接待那些探访的人。
And so they have a regular funeral.
他们有一个正常的一个葬礼。
But they greet visitors for at least 2 days in their house to receive condolences.
他们可在家里会接待朋友呢，有两天的时间。
And so that was something helpful for me to know as I wanted to comfort the family.
这对我是想去安慰这个家庭呢，这一切的资料对我是有帮助的。
Each of us in some manner will confront death.
我们每一个人都可能在某一个程度上都会面对过死亡。
Each of these reasons may have relevance at some point in our lives.
下面的原因在我们人生里面 十个不少都可能有一些的影响。
So why discuss death on Easter?
可是为什么我们在复活节来讨论这个问题呢？
Well, it seems only appropriate given the popularity of the subject.
你看了觉得说，哇，这个题目那么很多人都在搜索，想知道，可能是这个原因，我们要讨论一下。
And that Jesus Christ offers us good news regarding the subject.
可是呢，我们主耶稣基督对死亡这个题目有一个给我们一个好的消息。
Because today on Easter Sunday,
因为在今天复活主日
on Resurrection Sunday,
这是一个复活的主日
we celebrate Jesus' victory over sin, death, and the grave.
我们来庆祝主耶稣能胜过死亡。
Because he lives, we too have a future and a hope.
因为他活着，我们对将来就有盼望。
We know that as Jesus conquered sin and death, so too we will conquer.Sin and death as we follow Christ.
因为主耶稣能够征服罪恶与死亡，所以我们跟随主耶稣的人也会可以征服了罪恶与死亡。
As Christ lives, so also we will live.
因为主活着，我们也活着。
Today we'll look at the importance of the resurrection.
今天我们就要看一下复活的重要性。
That Jesus rose from the grave.
就是耶稣从坟墓里活过来。
We will see in practical terms the priority of the resurrection.
我们今天会看到就像这个、复活的优先
The proof of the resurrection
复活的证据
And the power of the resurrection
还有复活的能力
And let us read now our passage 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 through 8
我们今天再来读我们今天的经文哥林多前书15章1到8节、我们一起来读好吗弟兄们我如今把先遣传还给你们的福音告诉你们知道这福音你们也领受了又靠着站立得住并且你们若不是突然相信能以持守我所传给你们的就必因这福音得救我当日所领受的传给你们的其一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了并且显给西法看然后显给十二使徒看后来也继续显给约翰和弟兄看其中一大半到如今还在却也有已经睡了的以后显给雅各看再显给众圣徒看末了也要显给我看我如同那道惨奇而生的人一般
The first thing that we see in this passage is the priority of the resurrection.
我们今天看到的这段经文是关于复活的优先。
In verses 1 and 2, Paul is reminding the Corinthian church to stand firm in the good news of the gospel.
在第一跟第二节，保罗提醒哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹要在福音中站立得住。
For it is by that gospel that we are saved.
因为靠着福音我们得救。
The gospel that proclaims that Jesus died for our sins and rose again, conquering sin and death forever.
这个福音就告诉我们，主耶稣为我们罪而死，也靠着他大能能从死里复活，拯救我们。
It appears that Paul is addressing this topic for an important reason.
看起来保罗讲这个题目是有一个原因的。
It seemed that the church had begun to develop.Philosophies and thoughts that were contrary to a biblical view of the resurrection.
因为当时教会就可能有一些的学说，有一些的传言，这些哲学传言是跟我们基督所讲、基督教所讲的复活是相抵触的。
And living in Rome and Corinth, they would have been influenced by Greek philosophy.
住在罗马跟哥林多的人，他们会受到希腊的哲学影响。
Specifically, the thoughts and writings of Plato.
尤其是对柏拉图的学说写作有受影响。
And so Plato taught that the body is essentially bad.
那柏拉图怎么说呢？他说身体肉体是坏的。
But that the spirit is good.
可是灵呢，灵魂是好的。
And so in the afterlife, we want to rid ourselves of the body.
所以在来生呢，我们要把我们的罪恶的肉体除掉。
And we want to live a life as a spirit.
所以我们要过一个就是属灵的生活。
But this is contrary to what we see in the Bible.
可是这跟我们在圣经所看的是相反的。
Because in the Bible, we see that the body is important.
因为在圣经里面告诉我们肉体也是重要的。
We see that when Christ was raised from the dead,
因为我们看到主耶稣复活的，从死里复活后，
he was not a disembodied spirit, but a living, breathing, an eating person. For we see that he broke bread with his disciples. And that he could show Thomas the scars in his hand and his side. His body did seem perfected. His wounds were healed. And it seems he was able to appear and disappear in ways that were not common to a normal body. Yet it was a real living, breathing body in which Jesus possessed. We face a similar amount of wrong information about the afterlife in our day. In religions like Buddhism and Hinduism, there's a belief in reincarnation. That we are living a life now, but it is one of many lives. And if we can live a good life now, we'll live a better life in another life in the future. I find it interesting though that those who believe in reincarnation, will somehow have information in their mind about their past lives. And it's usually that they were a king or a princess. And I want to know why they never talk about being a frog or a tree. There's others who seek to communicate with the dead. Such people are called mediums. And so there's a popular television show on cable now called Long Island Medium. I think is it medium? I'm not even sure the word. But in any case, this lady will go to people and try to help them communicate with their relatives who passed away. We see the apostle, King Saul seeking the help of such an intermediary when he was alive. And God judged him for that. Because seeking to communicate with dead relatives is something that is strictly prohibited by the Bible. People also speculate about the afterlife in near-death experiences. There's a movie out right now called Heaven is for Real. It's actually based on a Christian boy who died or had a near-death experience. And how he visited his family members when he was in this state of unconsciousness. This particular movie is from a Christian perspective. But oftentimes it's from those of many different perspectives. And it always views heaven as a good thing. But what it neglects,
可他们却忽略的是,
is a biblical view of judgment.
就是在圣经里面我们也讲到审判,
and the reality that there is not just heaven, but that there is the reality of hell.
现实中不单只有天堂，圣经也说是有地狱的。
It seems people always want to talk about heaven, but they never want to talk about hell.
因为很多人很喜欢讲到天堂，却不愿意提到地狱。
What is our solution to counteracting these ideas that are popular in our world?
那我们对这些在我们周遭流行的一些文化，我们有什么样的圣经的理论来对抗衡呢？
It's the same as Paul.
就好像保罗现在所说的。
To hold on to what is truly important.
就是在我们所信的福音上站立得住。
And that which only can save.
这样才能我们才能得救。
Jesus Christ.
就是通过耶稣。
By prioritizing the gospel,
我们要把福音放在优先。
His death, Jesus' death and resurrection,
就是耶稣的死与复活。
We can be assured of our salvation,
那我们就会对我们的得救有确据。
And rejoice in the hope of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们可以在我们复活的主当中。
And so we see Paul here prioritizing the resurrection, and then he moves on in verses 3 to 5 to give proof of the resurrection.
当他讲完这个复活的重要，首先以外，他在3到5节又提到这个复活的证据。
In verses 3 to 5, we see the heart of the Christian faith.
那我们看到从三到五节都看到我们基督教信仰的中心。
Perhaps it's an early confession of the faith that brothers and sisters would recite at a worship service.
可能就在当早期教会里面，当信徒聚会的时候，他们可能就背诵这一段他们的信仰。
And the summary is that Christ died for our sins.
他这样这个大意是说什么？就说我们主耶稣为我们的罪死了。
He died according to the scriptures.
他是按照圣经所说的死了
proving that he is the Savior
来证明他是我们的救主
he was buried and during all that death means
他被埋葬了
he was raised on the third day
他第三天复活了
against all of the experience of humanity
就是跟所有人的我们人的普通常识是不能是相反的
and his followers saw him
而且他的信徒看见他了
the first proof that Paul points out is thatHe rose according to the scriptures.
那保罗提出他耶稣复活的第一个证据就是说他是按照圣经预言所说的。
And this is an important concept to grasp.
这是一个非常重要的一些的证据。
That he didn't just rise on his own.
就是主耶稣不是靠着自己来复活的。
But that God worked in his life in order that he might fulfill the Old Testament prophecies.
而是神在他的生命里面带领他，让他能够这完成了旧约这个预言。
In fact, scholars tell us that there's at least 61 prophecies that Jesus fulfilled in his life, his death, his resurrection.
其实有学者他们研究圣经里面有61个预言有关耶稣的一生。
And so some of these prophecies would be that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.That he was born of a virgin. That he came out of Egypt. That he would be the savior of his people. And so someone once actually calculated the probability of what it would take for Jesus to fulfill 8 of these scriptures.
有人呢就来计算，要是耶稣能够他完成了八个这样的预言的几率是怎么样
And so the odds of Jesus fulfilling 8 scriptures is 1 in 10 to the 17th.
他说这个几率就是1到10的17次方。
So that's 1 with 17 zeros behind it.
就是有10后面有17个零。
And so think of it like this. If we took quarters,
Money. 比喻你就可以明白了。我比如说拿一个美国的2.5毛的那个硬币。
And we would put all, we take a dump truck and put quarters in our sanctuary.
就是拿到十到十七，其实是放的那些那么多的钱呢，铺在地上面。
And we would have it about 2 feet high, about up to our knees.
大约是有从我们的都有两尺深了，到差不多到我们的膝盖了。
Then we take one quarter,
我们就拿一个,
and we would paint it red,
把它油成白色,
and we would drop it in the middle and mix it up,
我们把它放到中间, 把它混起来,
and then we would have each of you try to pick one quarter to see if you could find that,
要每个人去找找, 说哪一个出来看看是不是找到那个红色的,
while blindfolded,
还是绑上眼睛,
Do you think anyone in our room would find this one quarter?
你说你猜我们这里 的人，有没有人能够找到这个红的钱币呢？
Well, probably not.
很可能没找不到。
It's possible, but the odds are not favorable.
虽然是可能，可是呢，这样的几率是非常的低。
Okay, now imagine these 2 feet high stack quarters.
我们再想一想，这在两尺高的钱币。
But it covers the state of Texas.And you drop one of these red quarters in Texas, mix them up, take one person, blindfold them, and have them grab in the quarters and pick one. That's the odds of finding the quarter 1 in 10 to the 17th.
这样的话就是说你从一到十是十的十次方的几率找到这个钱币。
And that's only 8 prophecies.
可是那只是八个预言。
I think if you had 61 prophecies, it would be quarters up to your head across most of the world.
那是说61个预言都要实现的话，那可能就是在把可能是整个山那么高的钱币铺满了整个地方。
But Paul wanted to emphasize that scripture was fulfilled.
保罗现在所强调的就是说这个旧约的预言成就。
And that God worked in a powerful way, not only in rising Jesus from the dead, but in fulfilling Scripture.
所以神不但是用他的大能将耶稣基督复活了，而且也是让旧约的预言实现。
The second proof that Paul attests to is eyewitness accounts.
那第二个证明保罗所提出来的都是一些证人的亲眼所见。
Jesus didn't keep his rising from the dead a secret.
耶稣并没有把他复活的这个事实当作一个秘密。
It says here he appeared to Peter.
因为他向那个彼得显给基法彼得。
He appeared to the 12.
而且他要向十二个使徒。
He appeared to James.
他显现给雅各。
He later appeared to the apostle Paul.
到最后他也显给保罗。
And he appeared to 500 other brothers and sisters.
他曾经向500多个弟兄姐妹显现过。
And so at this time, Paul actually could say, if you doubt,Talk to one of our brothers who saw Jesus.
就是表示保罗说，你要是有怀疑的话呢，请跟这一些见过耶稣的人谈一谈。
A few have died, but most of them are around.
虽然有一些已经过世了，可是大部分还在。
And it's likely one or two of those brothers or sisters would have lived in Corinth.
可能有一两个这样的见过耶稣的人住在哥林多。
And so you could actually speak to someone who saw Jesus, and that would reassure your heart.
你可以就像这些证人来询问。
Of course, we don't have that privilege of speaking to anyone who was alive at the time of Jesus.
但我们今天我们不能像那些见过耶稣亲眼见过耶稣复活的人来问这些问题。
But we have the text of the Bible, the New Testament.
可是我们却有我们的新约圣经。
Of which most of the writers had a personal experience in seeing Jesus having risen from the dead.
新约的作者大部分都是有亲眼经历跟。见过耶稣的。
And so we can take encouragement as we read and study the word.
所以我们在读我们的新约圣经的时候，就受到他们的见证所鼓励。
Beyond these intellectual proof of fulfilled prophecies and eyewitness accounts, we also have experiential proof.
所以呢，这些经文、预言的实现，还有证人亲眼所见，我们还有看到的，就是我们这些经验的证明。
God has touched our heart, has worked in our experience.
因为耶稣。就是在鼓励我们的心哈。
He's changed our lives.
他改变了我们的生命。
And though it cannot be quantified,
虽然这些不能把它量化，
we can nonetheless be connected and know that we know God because of the experience in our hearts and lives.
可是这通过这些的个人的经验，我们知道主耶稣他是活在我们的心里。
And this indeed can be a powerful proof to us and to others that Jesus is alive.
这也是一个很有力的证据，对我们来说，或对其他人来说，是主耶稣已经是主耶稣是活着的。
And that's what we see as the third point, the power of the resurrection.
这就是我们看到这样的第三点，我们看到的就是复活的大能。
The apostle Paul here gives a testimony.
这里保罗他给他了一个见证。
He says that he appeared to one as abnormally born. Likely speaking of the fact that he in his shame actually sought to persecute believers in Jesus. He says he's the least of the apostles, doesn't even be deserve to be called an apostle. But nonetheless, an apostle he was. And God used him in a mighty way to build the church throughout the world. And to share his knowledge of God in what became the New Testament. Paul knew that it was not by his power or strength or might that he could serve God. It was only by the power of God that he could claim any success. And so he certainly, as we've seen, was a success for God. And all of the success that Paul accomplished came down to one thing. The power and grace of God working in his life. There's a radio broadcast that continues to run, sponsored by Pacific Garden Mission. It's a ministry in the Chicago area to homeless people. But they produce this weekly show, 30 minutes, called Unshackled. And Unshackled gives the imagery of having handcuffs and chains that are around you that are binding someone.
So, Unshackled 的意思就是好像你
But that through the power of Christ, we can be rid of these chains. And since 1950, there's been 3,000 broadcasts of this show. And it's actually quite interesting to listen to. It's a drama, much like you would see a drama on television or a movie. But it's on the radio. And there's various actors and a lot of interesting sound effects.
也有很多的演广播员，也有很多很好的音响。
And I would think this is how my grandparents used to watch drama.
那他都想说，哦，这是我的祖父母他以前怎么样去看戏的。
But each episode would testify to God's saving power in the life of a person.
每一次的广播的节目都是见证神的拯救的大能。
And it would highlight famous people.
他会有时候会
musicians, 有些是音乐家, actors,
演员,
athletes,
还有些运动员,
but it also would focus on ordinary people.
大部分都还是一些普通的人,
mothers,
母亲做母亲,
fathers,
做父亲的,
business people,
商人,
doctors, lawyers,
还是医生,
homeless people,
还是无家可归的人,
and it would always focus on how in leading their own lives,
通常是强调就是说他们在过自己的生活的时候,
somehow they went off the tracks.
他们自己过自己的生活的时候，他们却脱轨走歪路了,
and found themselves in difficulties and problems.
他们就发现自己生活在困苦,
oftentimes it would be they had drug abuse or alcohol abuse. Or they were successful and they lost everything. But at some point when they got to the bottom, they heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus. And they reached out to Christ and he changed their lives. there's a phrase that was used at the end of every broadcast.
在每一次广播最后的时候，他会会这样说。
And it was, your life too can be filled to overflowing.
他说你的生命也会像他们这样子一样的满意。
And that's the hope that the resurrection brings.
这个是复活所带来的盼望。
Although once we were shackled in our sin,
当我们被我们的罪恶所捆绑的时候，
we may have been shackled by our fears,
我们可能被我们的恐惧所捆绑，
or our circumstances,
或者被我们的环境所捆绑的时候，
through Jesus we are unshackled,
通过耶稣这些锁链都被断开，
and through the power of the Holy Spirit,
通过圣灵的大能，
we can live a life that is filled to overflowing.
我们就可以过一个神的恩典满意的生活。
I'm not sure what God wants to accomplish in your life.
我不知道神要在你们生命中怎么成就一些什么。
But if you allow His power and grace to overflow and fill you,
但是你要允许神的恩典能力从你的生命里面涌出来的话，
you will have an impact where you are.
就是在你周遭能对别人有一个影响的话。
In encouraging brothers and sisters in Christ,
就是在主里面互相鼓励。
Encouraging your family,
鼓励你的家人。
And making a difference in the lives of your friends, neighbors, and co-workers.
在你们的周遭的朋友、邻居中啊，帮助他们。
I recently read the story of a pastor.
我最近看了一个故事，是关于一个牧师。
And he described how he was driving to the store with his 4-year-old daughter.
有他有天，他跟他四岁的女儿一起开车去买菜。
And they began talking about the girl's grandmother.
他们就提到这个小女孩的祖母。
And she asked her dad, "Will we see Granny in heaven?"
一个小女孩就说，哎，爸爸，我们在天堂的时候会不会看到奶奶？
Her grandmother died about the previous year before.
啊，她的祖母呢，就在去年的时候过世了。
And the daughter was very close to the grandmother.
这个小孙女呢，跟她这个奶奶非常的亲近。
And thought of her often.
她常常想到她的奶奶。
And wanted to make sure, is Granny going to be in heaven?
所以她就很想知道她的奶奶是不是在天堂里。
And the pastor said, yes, Granny will be in heaven.
所以这个牧师就回答说，对，奶奶会在天堂。
And when we die, will we see Granny?
然后这些女孩就说，要是我们死了，我们会不会看到奶奶啊？
And the pastor father said, yes, we will, when we die, we will see Granny, we'll see Jesus.
啊，这爸爸就说，会啊，当我们死了，我们就会看到奶奶，我们就会看到耶稣。
And then she asked, well, after that, will we come back to our house?
她说，看到以后，我们会不会回家啊？
And the pastor said, well, no, we won't be coming home. But it'll even be better, we will see Granny and Jesus forever. And she looked at her father shocked.
他就看着爸爸非常惊讶地说,
you mean we're going to stay dead?
你就说我们是这样死, 就永远都死了吗?
And his answer was, no, we're not going to stay dead.
爸爸说，不是，我们不是死了。
We're going to stay alive.
我们是活了，我们是复活的。
And that is the hope of Easter.
这就是复活节的盼望。
That we're going to stay alive.
就是我们是会复活的。
As Jesus won victory over death.
就是因为主耶稣他胜过了死亡。
So too we will share in that victory.
所以我们也会跟他一起来分享这个胜利。
As it says later on in 1 Corinthians.
就好像在哥林多前书。
Death has been swallowed up in victory.
就是说死亡都会被得胜吞灭的。
Where, O death, is your victory?
他说死啊，你的得胜的权势在哪里？
Where, O death, is your sting?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
And today I want to challenge each of us.
今天我要对大家做一个挑战。
To live in light of the resurrection.
我们今天活的就像是一个复活的生命。
To glorify and to praise and to thank God for the power He demonstrated in Jesus' rising again.
就是要我们要过一个荣耀神的生活，因为他在主耶稣身上看见他那个复活的大能的恩典。
And by seeking to live a life that's filled to overflowing.
也是过着我们一个生命，就像被神恩典中充满满意的一个。
As we allow the Spirit to fill our lives.
就让我们有让圣灵来充满我们。
As we allow God to use us in the furtherance of His kingdom.
我们也让神来使我们来在他的国度里面服侍他。
Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
就说感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起的来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for the fact that today is Resurrection Sunday.
天父，我们谢谢你，今天是主耶稣复活的主日。
And that we are here because of the power of Jesus in rising from the dead.
我们今天在这里是因为主耶稣他得胜的大能。
Thank you that we can share in that victory.
主，谢谢你，让我们可以分享这个胜利。
And that one day we will reside with you in heaven with glorified resurrection bodies.
我们有一天，我们有一个荣耀的身体，会在天堂跟你永远。
But in the meantime, we wait and we hope.
在现今，我们是在等候。
And our prayer is that you would use us.To make an impact on the world for you.
我们的祷告就是你会使用我们在这个世界上能够造成影响。
We pray in Christ's name.
我们用奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.